Repurposing old technology into new technology. Vacant TV channels may be delivering high-speed internet to rural communities. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/ideaentry. That's agriculture.com/ideaentry.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Remember when you had to use bunny ears to tune into a TV channel? If you tried it now, you'd just get white noise because the channel frequency isn't being used. A coalition of rural advocates called Connect Americans Now is working with Microsoft and other partners to bring high-speed internet to rural communities through those vacant TV spectrums. Zachary Sakanik is the organization's national spokesperson. He says Microsoft has 12 pilot projects in diverse geographic regions that are demonstrating TV white space technology.
After the digital TV transition back in 2009, you saw an increase in the number of vacant channels in the old UHF band. And it just so happens that that particular area spectrum is ideal for rural connectivity, because it can travel further but still carry a large amount of information.
Unlike Wi-Fi, these signals can also penetrate obstacles such as trees and glass. However, regulatory approval is needed by the Federal Communications Commission before internet service providers can move ahead.
If you have regulatory certainty around wireless spectrum and you're an internet service provider, you know that those channels are going to remain available into the future. Then it suddenly makes a lot of economic sense to put up the antennas and to start offering your customers the kind of equipment they need to take advantage of it.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about high-speed internet through UHF television bands at agriculture.com.